This is definitely a difficult topic. Partnerships with non-Jews and keeping it open on Shabbos, not an easy one. But so we'll try to at least clarify some of the tough problems. So again, the issue is that can you be, you want to keep your store open, you've got a non-Jewish partner, can you just say, well, a non-Jewish partner allows me to keep my store open on Shabbos? Or can you sell your store to a non-Jew just for Shabbos and then keep your business open? Mutter or Aser? So Shulchan Aruch in Reish Memhei starts off with a very important halacha. It says exactly this question. A Yisrael and an Eina Yehudi, Sheyeshlem Sada Otan or Merchatz, so they own a joint business, Beshutfis. Oh, Shem Shutfim Mechanis Beschora, they have joint ownership in a store. So Im Hisnu Mitzchila, if they stipulate from the outset, b'shah shabalish datef, when they're making their partnership agreement, she'schar Shabbos le'ena Yehudi levado im ma'at v'imharbe, that the non-Jew will get all the business, all the profit from Shabbos, v'schar yom echad k'neged yom Shabbos le'Yisrael levado, and the Jew is going to get all the profit from, let's say, Sunday. Non-Jew gets Shabbos profit, or Shabbos losses. Jew gets Sunday profits or losses, and then they split the rest of the days. If you stipulate from the outset like that, then it's fine. Mutter, yeah.
Why is it so different than last week when you give a guy a commission? Give a guy a commission. Enough of a commission, it's fine.
They correct.
So he's 50% of the business on Shabbos, and he, it should also be fine.
You're saying what? You should stipulate. You don't even have to stipulate at all.
In other words, if the profits are being split 50-50, right?
Right.
So the guy has an incentive to work on
Shabbos. Okay, good. So you're saying that why do you even need to stipulate from the outset? But let me ask you a question. You're getting all your Sunday profits. Why? Why are you allowed to keep all your Sunday profits? You want to say everyone should work every day and
you
everyone.
So, you don't work one.
All the profits are still 50-50, but the only reason why you're getting your Sunday profits, the only reason why your Sunday profits are going fully into the pot is because he's working on Shabbos and you're working on Sunday. In other words, he's working on Shabbos for you to enable those profits for you to be able to work on Sunday by yourself.
It's like the guy who's getting the commission. He's working for himself also. He's getting 50% of the
profit. So you're really more, I think what you're really more like is the second half of Shulchan Aruch. Because here it's a little bit confusing. Because here it's a stipulation that he's working on Shabbos and you're working on Sunday. Why are you working on Sunday? To enable you to get the profits really from Shabbos. Because in essence what you're really doing is you're splitting Shabbos and Sunday's profits. No? Really what's going on?
You don't even have to go in
for any business.
Yeah.
You're not both be at 24/7. You can have a business. You didn't even have the issue of Shabbos.
They're in different hours. But that's the second half of the Shulchan Aruch. So we're saying is that we're going to read that in 1 second. People there at different hours. Here it sounds like it's like different days. Like I work Sunday, non-Jew works Monday. I work Tuesday, he works Wednesday, etc. So if you do it like that, and you don't stipulate up front, then what's really, that like the business is yours, the business is his, that he gets all the profits for that day, then what's really happening is if you just split the profits equally, right, that we each work, I'm working 3.5 days, he's working 3.5 days, then what's happening is I'm really benefiting from Shabbos money, because I'm working half day Sunday, so that I don't have to work on Shabbos, and he's working Shabbos, so he doesn't have to work on Sunday. But really what's happening is that Shabbos is profits is technically getting split. So Shulchan Aruch says, so Shulchan Aruch doesn't really account for that case. If you skip to the Ramah says that maybe Shulchan Aruch is really exactly your point, is missing the boat. Ramah says, Shulchan Aruch's talking about a case where you're splitting days. So the only reason why he's working on Shabbos is because you're working Sunday. But let's say, listen to this. Every day they work together. Sunday they work together, Monday they work together, Tuesday they work together, Wednesday they work together, Thursday they work together. Friday you tell them, guess what, buddy? I got to leave at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're there all day by yourself the next day. You can work if you want. I don't really care what you do tomorrow. I'm taking off. It's Friday afternoon. Now, he works Shabbos. That's totally okay, says the Ramah. Why? Because why is he working on Shabbos? For his own sake. But what's happening with Shabbos is profits? You're splitting it 50-50. That's really what you're about. That's, the Rama says it's totally okay. Why? Because he's working on Daita Din Avshin.
What if you didn't have a partner?
I can't hear you, sorry.
If you didn't have a partner.
If you don't have a partner.
Shabbos, you have to close the store.
Yeah.
So who would get the profit?
Well, you wouldn't be open on Shabbos. Right.
It's not he's
he said you could be open on Shabbos.
It's
Yeah.
But he's open on Shabbos. That has nothing to do with you. He's okay.
But you're getting, keep in mind, you're getting 50% of the profits. Why?
You wouldn't get any money at all.
But right now, Lamaisa, the guys work on Shabbos, who's getting 50% of the profits?
He's getting 100%.
No, he's not.
Why shouldn't he?
Because, but I forget about why shouldn't he? The deal is, according to the Rama, you are totally okay to have a totally, I own, I don't know, a store which is on Main Street over here. And we split it 50-50% of ownership. We have 50% rights in the store. But in the end of the year, what happens? We divvy up the profits. We each take 50%. It could be open on Shabbos. It's totally okay. You know why? Because I'm not telling him to work on Shabbos. He is working on Daita Dinafshi. He wants to increase the pot. This is exactly what you said. This is just like a commission. He is making... You know why he wants to work on Shabbos? Because if the business makes $5 million in the end of the year, he's going to get $2.5 million. If the business only makes $4 million, he's only going to make $2 million. So it's worth it for him to work the extra day on Shabbos by himself, where you're sitting there singing Yom Zeh Mechubad. Because why? Because he's going to just raise the net profit, right? Right.
Why should he care if he works on Shabbos? He wouldn't work on Shabbos whether he had a partner or he didn't have a partner. But why don't you get Shabbos? As far as you're concerned, the store is closed on Shabbos. Whatever he makes.
That's fine if I wasn't getting profit, but keep in mind I'm getting profit.
Right. You don't get profit.
I'm fine, but you're a machmir. You're a very big chinuch. The Rama says, don't be such a frumah. The Rama says, you just lost out on $500,000, whatever it is. You know, I don't want to lose out on $500,000. I'll support my kids in Beis Yaakov for the rest of the year now. So there's the rest of my life. So the point is that, why am I going to lose out the $500,000? You can make the profit. You're right, I'd lose it anyway, but because he's working for me, I take that back. Because he's working for himself to increase the profit, I could split it with him, says the Rama. Totally okay. I agree with the Rama, says I could even split it. You want to be more machmir. You want to say that the Rama is telling you an extra kula. But what you don't even need it. You know what the svar of the Rama is? I daita dinafshi of it. He's working for himself. Yeah. Exactly. He could do whatever. Well, he could do whatever he wants as long as we'll see. As long as I'm not telling what to do. Commerce on Shabbos, this great sefer, Commerce on Shabbos for Rav Kushner, he says this is a perfect example when you're the silent partner in a partnership. You're a silent, the limited partner, right? Or a minority shareholder in an LLC or something, or a corporation. That look, this I'm not telling him what to do. He has the rights. He could be the general partner. He decides to stay open on Shabbos. I'm the limited partner. I'm a minority partner. I'm not doing anything. He's deciding to keep it open. Gesundheit. So the LLC makes more profit at the end of the year. The partnership makes more profit. I benefit. That's great. However, what about, one second, how about if I'm the majority shareholder and I'm the general partner? So in that case, it's trickier. And in fact, the Minchas Yitzchak points this out, that he says, you can't tell him, do something else for him instead of him working on Shabbos. For example, let's say I decide to work on Sunday. Let's say the manager tells me, look, buddy, I'll take Shabbos, but you work all day Sunday and I'm taking off. I'm going to the ball game, you work Sunday. In that case, you wouldn't be allowed to do it, because then really Shabbos' profits is not for the non-Jew. The Shabbos' profits is really for you. It's he's doing it as a favor for you, so that you don't have to work on Shabbos. You're making up another day for it. It's for you. And in fact, Minchas Yitzchak goes even further, and he says, even if you yourself work harder during the week to make up for Shabbos, it would be forbidden. He says, the Ima Yisrael afil me atzmo osik b'yimei achol yoser mishum shagay osik b'Shabbos yesh omer da'aser. Because the reason why you're working more throughout the rest of the week is so that you could benefit in the profits of Shabbos. And you're not able to do anything to benefit from the profits of Shabbos. That's the kicker over here. Now what about the majority partner? So the majority partner is a big issue. And I'll merge that with my last point as well, is what about if you're the sole owner of a business and you decide to have this chop, you'll sell it for Shabbos. You'll make a one-day-a-week sale. This happens a big deal with a business that has to stay open for Shabbos. Like what if you're at an electric company or nursing homes is a good example. An assisted living where it's not a pikuach nefesh, let's say. A rehab center, you know, for just sports injuries, right? But it has to stay open 24/7. So what are you going to do? So if it has to stay open 24/7, so a lot of people came up with this chap in the previous generation, just sell the business for one day a week. And is that work? The Rav, Rav Salavechik, Rav Moshe were all very anti this. Rav Moshe and Dawid and Dawid, and the Rav and Nefesh Rav, Rav Shechter, right? So the Rav didn't like this idea. Now, what's the reason why this is a little bit of a shady issue? Is number one, is because why is it staying open on Shabbos? It's staying open on Shabbos because the Jew wants it open on Shabbos. The Jew, even though he quote unquote sells it to a non Jew for one day a week, who's keeping the facility open?
It has to be open on
Shabbos. Fine, but. All right, forget about pikuach nefesh. Don't do a pikuach nefesh issue. But let's just say you have a rehab thing which is open 24/7 because people need it, but not because anyone's going to die because of it. Or an assisted living where it's elderly people who are fine, they don't need medical care, but it's just an assisted living facility. It has to stay open. Someone's got to turn on the lights, whatever it is. So you need it to stay open. So the problem of this is, of selling it for one day on Shabbos, is because it's open because the Jew wants it open. Okay, he's got a non-Jewish manager, but the Jew is controlling it. Second problem is it's Marisayin. It says Yankees Nursing Home on the front. So even though it's got one day a week is owned by, you know, Christensen, it's not going to work because it says Yankees Nursing Home. That's problem number two. Problem number three is the most geschmack problem, if you think about it, is that in federal regulations, state regulations are, you can't just sell a nursing home very easily. You got to get a lot of clearances and etc. Or electric companies, or if you got semi-government entities, you take years and years to sell it. So what's the problem? So how are you going to sell? I'm going to sell for one day a week with my little yeshivish piece of paper over here. It doesn't work because it's not a real sale. Right? So that's another problem. It's not a real sale. And fourth problem is that it's Zilzil Shabbos. It's just not really covered for Shabbos to have this place open. So they came up with the way, I'll read you the four criteria and we'll end with this. So the commerce in Shabbos, which is part of a bigger, my time has run out, but the way to deal with it is that even if you want to own it, you could stay the sole ownership of this nursing home, or you could stay the sole ownership of a business open on Shabbos if four criteria are met. Number one, the day-to-day managing and running of the company is delegated to a non-Jewish director or CEO. Fine, because this way, he's doing it, he's in charge, it's his choice to keep it open, etc. Second criteria is related to that. The Jew does not require the non-Jewish CEO to keep the business operating on Shabbos. Rather, he allows him to run the business as he sees fit. In other words, you're in charge, you're the boss, you make the hours. You want to take off December 25th and close the business then? Fine. But you want to keep it open on Shabbos? Fine also. Third, this is what you were saying before, there has to be a commission for that director. The non-Jewish CEO receives a small percentage of the profits. This gets into what we spoke about last week. And finally, the fourth thing is common knowledge that the Jew is not involved in the daily running of the business and is simply a financial backer or silent partner in the company.
That doesn't happen.
It doesn't really happen so much. How people get out of this problem? I don't know. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Shkoyach.